This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. With less than a month left in the session, the full Senate spent most of Tuesday afternoon digging through a mountain of bills awaiting final passage.
Therefore, all those in favor of the bill will vote yay, those opposed vote nay, and the secretary will open the machine. Vote your machines, members. Vote your machines. Are you through voting?
More than 120 House bills were on the Senate's to-do list, and the upper chamber managed to complete the legislative process on about half of them. Some were local bills.
This just authorizes the city of Zachary to levy a hotel tax, and the money will go directly to the Zachary Youth Park.
Others were special interest bills.
Creates the Louisiana Golf Association special prestige tag, and the money would go to promote junior golf in Louisiana. See no questions, move final passage.
A group of three House bills dealing with domestic violence issues were among those the Senate handled. Senator Jean-Paul Morel took them up on behalf of his New Orleans colleague, Representative Helena Moreno.
This bill was drafted with the input of the National Rifle Association, which has taken a neutral posture on it. And I would argue, ladies and gentlemen, this is probably the most important bill in the package.
That bill prohibits those convicted of domestic violence from possessing guns. All three domestic violence bills won unanimous Senate approval and are now headed to the governor's desk for his signature. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.